Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
If you like $9 Mondays, you will love our rest of 2022 special currently running at both Wager Talk and Sports Memo. Bet right alongside the handicapper of your choice through the rest of the calendar year for less than $7 per day as we head down the stretch of 2022 with 14 weeks of NFL and college football, MLB through the World Series, over 11 weeks of NHL, over 10 weeks of NBA, and over 7 weeks of college basketball. Plus any soccer, golf, MMA, or other sports your go-to handicapper releases. Lock in the three biggest months of betting action for only $7 per day through Sunday, October 2nd, 2022.
Happy Friday, everybody. Friday starts the weekend, and you know we are here to make your weekend a profitable one through the props betting market. I am Andy Lang with WagerTalk.com, joined, as always, by my fellow prop masters, Matt Josephs from SportsMemo.com, and unfortunately, the internet and hurricane bugs have gotten to Andrew. He has no internet at his place. What a bummer of a week for him. No power, no internet. So shout out to Andrew McGinnis at WagerTalk.com. Matt and I are going to be taking a quick back look at last night's game and then a look ahead to this weekend's game. Real quick, though, if you want to get a really good deal, go check out Matt Josephs at SportsMemo.com. He's got a promo code up. The promo code is SMT3, gets you a 3-day pass for the price of only 1 day. So it gets you NFL, college football, all of his baseball props. That's at sportsmemo.com. I have got a 5% NFL play up for Sunday and a 5% UFC play up for Saturday. So a lot of things going on, a lot of ways to take advantage of the weekend. Matt, let's jump right into it. Unfortunate game for Tua last night, but from a props betting perspective, a lot of the Bengals did their job and cashed in for us, especially late. We got a couple of breaks late in the fourth quarter, maybe a little bit unnecessary, but that's why the whole game counts. So what were your takeaways from Thursday Night Football, Dolphins and the Bengals?
I think, and I'd have to go back and look, Andy. I mean, I feel like the field goal props for these Thursday night games are amazing because you look at Sanders had a couple, McPherson had a couple. It's just this quick turnaround. I mean, I asked you before the show, I wonder what the score of this game would have been if it was on a Sunday. I mean, that less time to prep and the travel for Miami and things like that. And I wonder if we don't get like the actual shootout we figured we would have gotten if this game wasn't on a Sunday. Because, I mean, look, you know, Miami played, 90 plays on defense against Buffalo. And now a couple of days later, they have to go up against Cincinnati. So I really think field goals are going to be the way to go. And then for me personally, I have to stop playing these little guys. I was looking at Samaje Perine last night, and I was looking at Duncan Smythe, and I played Duncan Smythe or whatever, Durham Smythe, whatever, doesn't matter. He didn't do anything. I feel like Thursday night, if you're going to look at stuff, it's got to be the stars, and it's got to be the kickers for field goals because of that quick turnaround.
Yeah, I thought I agree with you completely. I cashed on McPherson as well. Got a little dicey there, but we get the late touchdown for PATs, which you're going to do a really important segment a little bit later on in the show. I thought the number one wide receiver of the Cincinnati Bengals looked great. Of course, I'm talking about T. Higgins. I gotta say, if I'm an opposing defense, trying to figure out what to do with T. Higgins, Jamar Chase, and Tyler Boyd is pretty brutal. That is just a really, really tough wide receiving core. But it makes it really, really hard for prop bettors. Who's going to be the one that breaks out? Like if you played all three of them last night, you didn't do so well. But if you played just T. Higgins, you know, it was an easy cash. If you played Tyler Boyd, you're sitting there like, two catches. So I find the Bengals a little bit tough to figure out. And the offensive line is not doing Joe Mixon any favors whatsoever. You know, 61 yards on rushing, but he does get the touchdown. So if you played him on a touchdown prop, that was good. Burrow gets over on the last drive over his yards. And then, you know, I think we got some real issues with the Dolphins. I think Tua is going to be out for quite a while. The injury looked really bad. And so you're left with Teddy Bridgewater, and who knows who he has the best chemistry with. Tyreek Hill or Jalen Waddle appeared last night. He had really good chemistry with Tyreek Hill, but I think the Dolphins are going to be pretty tough to rely on to know who is going to be good and who you can take overs on with Bridgewater. I think we see Bridgewater for several weeks, if not a little bit more. So really excited to go over some games here, and Matt's going to do a fantastic segment on kicker props and how the market just doesn't they've got some of the math and some of the numbers all wrong. It's really important, so stick around for that. We're going to break down several games here in the NFL, and we got a best bet coming up at the end of the show. I will say, be a little bit cautious this week, guys, with weather, especially on the East Coast. Just keep an eye on the weather, and if you're looking at playing some props in these outdoor games on the East Coast, it might be best to wait and be a little bit cautious. Maybe wait till Sunday morning just to see if you're going to have wind and rain at some of the outdoor stadiums. But let's get right into it, Matt. Coming to you first, your weekly breakdown of the Eagles and the Jags. Jags, maybe the most surprising team. It's amazing the addition by subtraction there. Take away Urban Meyer, and turns out they got some talent on that team. So exciting game. Who would have thought this game before the season started would have been circled as a marquee game? A lot of props to be discussed in here. So what do you see in the Eagles and Jaguars?
Well, yeah, and as you just mentioned, weather certainly a factor here. It looks like there will be some rain, and it looks like there will be some wind gusts, maybe up to 20 miles per hour. But of course, as you know, if the track changes ever so slightly, you could get more rain, less rain, more wind, less wind. So as you said, I mean, look, this is one of those things, and I kind of preach this for all sports. You have a number in mind that you want, whether it's a prop or the total or the side. And if it's that number when it's right before kickoff, you play it. And if it's not, you move on. Because especially in the prop market, Andy, as we're going to talk about a bunch of games, you know, you could find something in a different game that's indoors or doesn't have to do any sort of weather. But yeah, I mean, look, with wind and rain, that certainly changes the passing outlook a little bit. You're looking more towards short passes and things like that, which means I think probably A.J. Brown comes into play a little bit more. I mean, obviously, Devonta Smith can be a guy who is a short range guy. Dallas Goedert, you know, is somebody that's very reliable for Jalen Hurts. And, you know, it depends on how much wind there is. Maybe you're looking at some of these longest completion unders potentially, especially with some of the quarterbacks that have a little bit lesser arms. Not saying that Jalen Hurts or Trevor Lawrence have lesser arms, but maybe there starts to be a little bit more value if some of those wind gusts get in the way of that situation. You're going to want to look at running backs, certainly running back receptions. Problem is you don't know if it's going to be actually, if Boston Scott's out, which Boston Scott has not been practicing, there's a chance he may not play. That may help Kenny Gainwell. You may want to look at some Kenny Gainwell props in this one because they trust him more out of the backfield than they do Miles Sanders. And then on the Jacksonville side, you know, look, as a card-carrying member of the James Robinson fan club, I'm so excited by what he's doing. I think he and ETN, especially in a windy, rainy situation, could be great for short passes for Trevor Lawrence. You know, Christian Kirk is a guy that maybe his value takes a little bit of a hit in this rain and wind forecast. But as we said, Andy, if the track changes ever so slightly and the weather becomes better, then the handicap changes. Then the guys like Kirk open up a little bit. Although the Eagles secondary has been so good this year, I'm not necessarily looking at field goal kickers for this one with the wind and the rain and everything like that. I feel like especially Doug Peterson goes for fourth down a lot. So maybe you potentially are even looking at an under for some of those guys, especially if they're going for it more often than not. But it's going to be one of those things where the handicap changes a little bit due to the weather, Andy.
Yeah, James Robinson, incredible. I mean, whoever the doctors are on that staff, man, what an incredible job they've done getting James Robinson back in shape, and credit to him. And that could be a dynamic backfield in bad weather. ETN so fast might be tough for the defense to cover. I'm going to talk about another game that could be affected by weather. That's Ravens and the Bills. So again, the handicap changes a little bit, but there are some things that you just can't deny, and that's the Ravens are just absolutely terrible in the secondary right now. It's it's injuries, but it doesn't change the fact they're giving up 353 yards passing per game. That is the worst in the league by 56 yards per game. The second worst team gives up 56 less yards per game than the Ravens. On the flip side, the Bills have only given up 156 yards passing per game. That's second best in the league. Their rushing defense is also good. So if as long as the weather is even remotely decent, it's a little bit of a square play, but I think you got to look at Stephon Diggs over his receiving total. Ravens just haven't been able to slow down anybody, and Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs are clearly one of the best combos in the league. So I worry about that one because I believe a lot of people are going to be on that prop, but sometimes the popular ones win as well. And we mentioned Buffalo being the second best defense against the pass. They're also the second best against the run. So I think taking some Ravens props overs are going to be tough. And I'll start with taking Lamar Jackson under 229.5 yards passing. Matt, he's only gone over this total once. That was against the terrible Miami secondary. I don't think this Ravens receiving core is going to be that difficult to slow down for a talented group like Buffalo. Duvernay, Mark Andrews is always going to be a threat, but I think you're going to see a little bit more Lamar Jackson rushing. That's where he's been doing his damage. And if he's going to go under his passing total, I think you have to look at his rushing total. His rushing total is in the mid-50s right now. If he's struggling to throw the ball, he's going to be the fastest guy on the field. So he's used his legs well. I think you have to look at his over-rushing. And if the weather is a little bit bad, then you definitely are going to take Lamar Jackson under his passing. I think Lamar Jackson goes under his passing even if the weather is decent. I just think this Buffalo secondary is too good. And then we've talked about juice tolerance a lot, Matt. And I will say we got a little bit lucky last night. We did a free video on Joe Burrow throwing over 1.5 touchdown passes. It was minus 200. And we said, could be a decent parlay piece, or you could just take a couple of units and put it on there. And sure enough, it ends up cashing. And the books are still putting out Josh Allen at over 1.5 passing touchdowns. Against this secondary, I know it's minus 180 on some of the books. I've seen up to minus 195. I can't believe it's not over minus 200 at 1.5, or I can't believe they haven't raised it up to 2.5 passing touchdowns. They don't run the ball. They don't even really try to run the ball. He's not running that much inside the red zone. So as long as you're okay with laying juice or you're looking for a parlay piece, I don't see how Josh Allen doesn't throw for 2 touchdown passes. This has been consistently cashed. I know it's a lot of juice, so it may not be for a lot of people, but when you just look at these touchdown passing totals of all the guys to leave at 1.5 touchdown passes, Josh Allen is one that really, really surprises me. So I'm looking at passing overs for Buffalo. I'm looking at passing unders for the Ravens. And as far as J.K. Dobbins, I'm not really sure what to expect from him. That's a guy that I'm laying off until I can really get a feel how healthy he is and how much he's going to be a part of the Baltimore offense. So Matt, coming back to you, breaking down another NFC East. We got the Commies versus the Cowboys. It's a classic rivalry, Commies, Cowboys.
Yeah.
It's kind of big world and NFL. So who do you like in this one for the, who do you like in this one for the Cowboys?
By the way, also for your game, if there was one kicker that I would trust for field goals, I mean, it's Justin Tucker. I mean, if I was to trust anybody, I think Baltimore can move in the field goal range. The problem is if they're settling for field goals and Buffalo scoring touchdowns, how often are they going to be settling for field goals? But yeah, I agree with a lot of what you said, especially the Lamar Jackson rushing thing. I think Lamar could be running for his life. And remember, when you're on offense in rain games, you know which direction you're going. The opponent doesn't. And if you juke them out and beat them, then you're going to get extra yards. So yeah, I definitely agree with a lot of what you said. So now let me go to the game that, Well, I mean, I choose it every week, and it's the Commanders and it's the Cowboys, and I'll start with the Washington side. I mean, this is going to be part two for Carson Wentz against a really good pass rush. They're down to their third center in this one. I'd potentially look at some Micah Parsons sack props. I mean, it's not a market, and certainly Andy could talk a little bit more about the defensive side of things, but you know, Micah Parsons, after doing – he put up a giant goose egg in that game last week on Monday Night Football. I don't think that's going to happen against this team. Third string center calling out protections, I don't think is going to work very well. And once again, I'll point out week one, we got Carson Wentz to throw an interception at even money, and it's like minus 200 now for him to do it. He did not throw one against the Eagles, though. The only time he got picked off was on a two-point conversion. I think that this is going to be a little bit of an issue. I think Terry McLaurin is going to have Trevon Diggs guarding him the moment he walks off the bus. I think that this is another J.D. McKissic game. I mean, I was very Let me put it this way. Obviously, as an Eagles fan, I was happy how the game was going. I was frustrated. I had the over on McKissic receptions. Then Carson Wentz all of a sudden discovered him, and it sailed over easily. He threw to him like four straight times. I think this is a McKissic game once again. You know, they're going to be chasing points, I think, in this one. Gibson's the front runner. McKissic is the backup guy, and he's going to be the guy who gets kind of that stuff. And it's funny because they've been trying to make Antonio Gibson the slash kind of guy in terms of he's trying to catch it. They're trying to get him out in space, and all they're doing is having him plunge into the line. The one thing you can do against Dallas is run. So normally I'm looking at those Gibson rushing unders, but I don't know if I am this time because that is the one thing you can do on Dallas. Saquon had a really good game against them, so I'm not necessarily looking there. And then on the Dallas side, look, Dallas has had great game plans for Cooper Rush. I mean, you know, no turnovers so far. He's managed things. I think this is another Tony Pollard game. Eventually, Dallas is going to realize he is the better option. Don't do what I did last week and choose between rushing and receiving and receiving and take the receiving one because he didn't have any catches and he had a lot of rushing yards, so the other one would have won. CeeDee Lamb should probably eat once again. I know how much Andy loves Noah Brown. I mean, the Washington secondary is brutal. William Jackson's playing in a bad system. Fuller got roasted last week by Devonta Smith. I think those two guys are going to have big games once again. I mean, there's a chance Cooper Rush throws multiple touchdowns there. There might be some value on his over 1.5 passing touchdowns in this one. I think Dallas wins this game. I just think they're the better team, and I think Washington's defense is just in a load of trouble right now. So I think you really should focus on Pollard, the Cowboys wide receivers, and J.D. McKissic in this one. And then, you know, Andy, you could touch on, if you want, Micah Parsons to get at least one sack in this one. I don't think he goes goose egg once again.
Yeah, absolutely. And don't forget, he was a little bit banged up last week. He should have another week of full strength. Surely he's going to get another sack. I will tell you, I think I love the Cooper Rush over 1.5 touchdowns. Washington's given up 8 passing touchdowns. That's worst in the league. So I love your read on that game, Matt, for sure. We had a question in the chat room, favorite prop in the Raiders and Broncos game. It's an interesting question. This one didn't quite make my card, but I've researched it. I like Devontae Adams under his receiving total. They're facing the Broncos. That's a top 5 secondary so far. And after the big game in week one, he's been absolutely shut down against the Cardinals. He had 12 yards against the Titans. He had 36 yards. That offense is just easy to double him and take him out of the game. The running game is mediocre at best, and some of the other weapons on offense haven't done good. I think the Broncos can take out Devontae Adams. He does not have Aaron Rodgers throwing to him anymore. That's been made abundantly clear. So if you're looking for a prop on that one, it just missed my card for Sunday, but that is one to keep your eye on. He's got the big names. You're getting an inflated number, but Devontae under is a good one in that one. I'm going to break down the Giants and Bears just because I think this one is pretty easy to take a lot of unders. You're looking at unders in this game. Both teams are fairly bad rush defenses, which gives us some value in the running games. The Giants give up 138 yards rushing a game. The Bears, 157. So I don't believe the Herbert, the Khalil Herbert line is out yet, but as soon as it does, you're absolutely looking at taking that. But Matt, look at some of these unders that we can take advantage of. Darnell Mooney, they have his passing at 34.5 yards receiving. He has 4 catches for 27 yards total this year. So I'm going right back to Darnell Mooney on the under. I'm going to Daniel Jones under 199.5 yards passing. He hasn't gotten to 200 yards yet this season, and now he doesn't have Sterling Shepard yet. Sterling Shepard's leading receiver for the Giants. And then this is, I feel like we're talking a lot of kickers, but that's where the value is. If the weather's decent, take a look at Graham Gano over 1.5 made field goals. Graham Gano is 7-for-8 the last two games. He's 4-for-4 from 50-plus yards. Wait till Sunday morning, see if the weather is okay. If the weather is even remotely decent, I would look for Graham Gano over. You're getting really close to even money on that one, and I just don't see a lot of red zone success. I don't see a lot of touchdowns in this game. So take a look at the Bears rushing props over, but everything else you're going under. Take a look at Darnell Mooney under, Daniel Jones under, and I would look at Saquon Barkley. The books, unfortunately, have realized how bad the Chicago rush defense is, so they've inflated the number on Saquon Barkley at 79.5. I think he can still get there rushing. He's the only guy in that backfield that's productive. So might take a look at Saquon Barkley, but unders are the way to go in this one. So, all right, guys, we're going to go to our second topic, and Matt is going to talk about kicking props. We've found some real value in this one early on in the season, and hopefully it continues. So, Matt, what have you discovered in the kicking props market so far early in the NFL season?
Yeah, and we got graphics. And first off, before we get to anything with this, you know when I talk kicking, I need my kicker graphic that the folks made in the back. It's fantastic because I am the kicker guru. And it's a beautiful thing. And there's money in the background. And so, like, you know, it's a money position, and I need the graphics. So, therefore, I feel in the mood now to talk kickers, Andy, because this one's up here. And now, actually, I actually do have another graphic because I want to talk about extra point props, and I want to talk about the value, and we're going to keep this up there so everybody can take a look at it, because for the Eagles Jaguars game, let's assume perfect weather, we'll just keep it like that. So if you notice here, there's three different ways to kind of attack a touchdown here in this game. This is courtesy of DraftKings. If you look, there's team total touchdowns, which is basically anything that happens, you know, defensive, offensive, special teams. And if you notice, look, there's really not a lot of value, certainly on the over for the Jaguars. Once again, this is juice tolerance, but I think minus 190 is ridiculous. There's not a lot of value in the Eagles under here at minus 170. And then you look at the team total points. Jaguars are figured to score around 20 points. The Eagles are figured to score around 27 points. If you think of that, that is three touchdowns for the Eagles, and that is two touchdowns for the Jaguars. Okay, well, you're not going to go and take the either one of those when it comes to the touchdown prop themselves. So why not look at the guy who actually is kicking the extra points after the touchdown? So let's take a look at the bottom here. When you look at these PATs made, you look at Riley Patterson. He's the Jaguars kicker. Over 1.5 extra points is minus 165. Well, if they score two touchdowns and he kicks two extra points, minus 165 is better than minus 190. And he could kick those two extra points and still go under the team total for the Jacksonville Jaguars. If you look at Jake Elliott, the Eagles kicker, if you want to take the over there, that's three touchdowns. That's minus 110. If you see three touchdowns for the Eagles parts, minus 170. And even if they score those three touchdowns, that's still under on the Eagles team total. So basically what I've done the last 2 weeks, because I did, as Andy mentioned, I had the McPherson one last night, and then I had Greg Joseph last week for the Vikings, and it was 2.5. If your team scores three touchdowns and you think you're getting 21 points, go to the extra points, the PATs made. You're going to get a lot of value here, and occasionally you're going to get plus prices on over 2.5 extra points when the team's team total is over 21 points. So basically what I'm just saying is, if you think there's a team this week, whether it's the Chiefs, whether it's the Bills, whether it's the Ravens, whatever it is, whoever your team is that you think is going to score three touchdowns or more, look at the PAT prop. See if you can't get better value on the PATs. Now, the one issue that we potentially were going to run into last night, Andy, and I know I messaged you at the same time, you know, if the Bengals scored that touchdown when they were behind, they were, you know, it would have made more sense for them to go for two instead of kicking the extra point. So that's a little bit of the issue here. But if you've got a front-running team that's not going to be worrying about catching up and you think they're going to score 21 points, that's three touchdowns, look at the extra points. I think the extra point market has some value. Heck, even if you think they're going to score two touchdowns and your guy's at 1.5, let's say you think the Jaguars are going to score two touchdowns. Look at Riley Patterson's over 1.5 extra points instead of taking the actual team total touchdowns, which is at minus 190. So, Andy, really for this, it's just trying to find some value here and trying to find teams you think are going to score a lot of touchdowns and decide whether or not you want to play the touchdown prop or oftentimes the PAT prop is just going to give you more value in that situation, especially if it's a team that's going to be running away with this game because they're not going to worry about two-point conversions. They're just going to worry about kicking extra points as the leader. So I think it's a more market we can exploit, Andy, and I'm certainly looking forward to doing it as we go along more this football season.
Yeah, you look at some of those prices. You're saving 30, 40, 50 cents each bet. I mean, that adds up so big over the course of a season. And to piggyback off that, Matt, on DraftKings right now, every kicker's field goals have been set at 1.5. So you can take a look at a game that if you think it's going to be clunky and you think offenses are going to struggle to score touchdowns, you can easily look at some of these field goals. I mean, the Bears and the Giants, we talked about it. You can get Cairo Santos over 1.5 at +125. If you think they're going to struggle to score touchdowns, but they can move the ball, you can grab their kickers. You can even look at the Cardinals and Panthers. Those are two teams that struggle offensively. The defenses aren't amazing. Arizona's certainly not. You can look at some of the field goals. So I don't think the books have adjusted the juice and the price, and Matt just did a wonderful job explaining that. So always get creative within the prop market. It's the best way to profit off that. Nice job, Matt. That was a really good segment. I'm going to talk about some defenses to attack with props. When you're looking at player props, you also got to look at the defense that they're going up against. I think a lot of people miss this one. So I just wanted to touch on some of the bad defenses that you should be looking at certain positions. So if you're looking at running backs and you want to take a look at the worst rushing defenses for yards, the top three worst are Houston, Seattle, and the New York Giants. I mean, the Texans have given up 477 yards rushing. If you're looking at running back props, just look at who's facing the Texans. They have a field day. Seattle's not stopping anybody, and neither are the Giants. You want to look at quarterbacks, the worst quarterback defenses for passing yards. The Ravens are number one. It's not even close. They've given up 1,099 yards. The Dolphins weren't very good even before Thursday Night Football. They give up 931, and sure enough, Joe Burrow goes over his total there at the end. And the aforementioned Washington Commanders, they've been giving up 871 yards, and they've given up the most passing touchdowns in the league. We mentioned field goal props. Here are teams allowing over 1.5 made field goals against them. So these are teams that allow field goals. The Raiders, Buccaneers, Falcons, Jaguars, Texans, Broncos, Panthers, and Giants. So all those kicker props are priced at 1.5. There's a list of teams that give up 2 a game. And we have to mention the Arizona Cardinals, Matt. They were one of the best defenses in the league last year against tight ends. They lost guys to free agency, and they have turned into the worst. They have given up 301 yards receiving to tight ends, and they've given up 3 passing touchdowns. The only team that's given up more passing touchdowns to tight ends is the New England Patriots. So if you're looking at bad rushing defenses and you want to fade them, the Texans, Seahawks, and Giants, worst passing defense, Ravens, Dolphins, and the Commanders, teams allowing field goals, the Raiders, Bucks, Falcons, Jags, Texans, Broncos, Panthers, Giants, and you got to look at taking tight ends to go over their props against the Arizona Cardinals. So, all right. Once again, I want to remind everybody, use the promo code SMT3. That is SMT3. It's going to give you a 3-day pass for the price of one. That is for Matt Josephs over at sportsmemo.com. We got a best bet coming up here in a minute. I've got a 5% NFL play coming up for Sunday and a 5% UFC play that is up for Saturday. We're on really nice runs in both those sports. Matt, real quick, before I get to the best bet, we've got the promo code and we got the 3-day pass. What can everyone expect over the next 3 days for you?
I got some MLB props for today. We've been doing pretty well over a long-term span. And I'll admit it, I put up one college football play so far. Obviously, with the way this storm has kind of done some things within the Southeast, kind of wanted to wait. It's turned a little bit, so some of the games I thought were going to be windy and rainy are not going to be as much. So if you are going to join me for college football, that stuff will be up by tonight. And then the NFL props will be up tomorrow. And we had a good night last night, so we're hoping to build off that. And by the way, yeah, Andy's being kind. Andy is ridiculous at all of his props. So you really want to go and check out all his stuff. And his 5% are awesome. He usually tells them to me, and then I make lots of money. So that way, because he's so great at this stuff. And I know he can't be like this because he's the host, and he's got to be all humble and everything. So I'll heap the praise on Andy. He is the prop master. So therefore, go buy his stuff and Yeah, you'll thank me later, and you'll thank him as well because he's the winner. But yeah, go buy Andy's stuff.
I appreciate that. I may have hit 4 or 5% NFL props in a row. I may have. So
he definitely did because my bank account thanks me for it. Thanks me for it.
Oh, all right. Let's get to the prop of the week. And we mentioned this guy earlier, but you're going to kind of write this one down in pencil and wait until Sunday to make sure the weather is good. Matt, I'm a believer in the 2022 Jaguars, and I'm a believer in Christian Kirk. I don't believe the books have adjusted this total high enough. I'm going to grab him over 59.5 yards receiving with the caveat that the wind and the rain is going to be very minimal. So, I mean, just look at these totals that he's had. 117, 78, and 72 in 3 weeks. He's had six catches in every single game. And I like the Eagles secondary. I thought they did a great job against Justin Jefferson, taking him out of the game. They definitely got some help from Kirk Cousins. But with teams that have multiple receivers that can do some damage, you know, Terry McLaurin had over 100 yards against this team. Amon-Ra St. Brown went over this total against the Eagles. I think it's a little bit more of a difficult matchup because Zay Jones has shown flashes. Evan Ingram has shown flashes. I think the Jaguars now are organized enough that, believe it or not, they know how to utilize their weapons. They have James Robinson. They have Travis Etienne. I think this is a team that's a little bit difficult to say, we're going to take away this guy. You know, we saw with the Vikings that the Eagles were just able to game plan. They say, hey, we're going to focus on this guy. We don't think anybody else is going to beat us. I don't think that's the case with the Jaguars. I think their weapons are surprising. Christian Kirk looks like a brilliant signing, and they've been using him, getting the most out of it. Trevor Lawrence looks very, very confident. So as long as the weather permits, I'm going to take Christian Kirk over 59.5 yards receiving. And the other thing with this play, I mean, you're talking about a guy that's had 72 or more in three straight games. If he goes over his receiving total this week, this is going to be the last time you're going to see a total dip below the 60-yard mark. So this may be the last week we can take advantage of a soft number on Christian Kirk. So let's take Christian Kirk over 59.5 receiving yards as our best bet of the week.
So,
you guys can still win. You can still win. Jeez.
Nobody's allowed yards against the Eagles. Nobody.
Well, hopefully Lawrence has a good day passing, but zero touchdowns and a couple interceptions. So there you go. So, by the way, congratulations to the Eagles on Jalen Hurts. I've always been a fan of Jalen Hurts, and he has really panned out. I think you guys got yourself a winner on that one, Matt. Were you a believer in Jalen Hurts, or were you skeptical?
I was skeptical. I still somewhat am. It's not exactly been the toughest slate of defenses so far. I mean, it's been good. And the key in the NFL is to win the games you're supposed to win. Like, if you beat the bad teams, you're supposed to do so. I'd like to see him go up against, you know, a better defense. I mean, he had a good year last year. Remember, he fell apart in that Tampa Bay game. So I like what I've got. I need to see it against a good defense. And Jacksonville's got a good defense, so we'll see how he does on Sunday.
I mean, certainly above average, and I'd rather have him over a lot of the other quarterbacks. So it's been cool to watch his progression. So, all right, guys, that's going to do it for us. I'm Andy Lang at wagertalk.com. 5% plays in UFC and NFL are up. That is Matt Josephs from sportsmemo.com. Use the promo code SMT, get you a 3-day pass for the price of a 1-day pass. And we have to give a shout out to Andrew McGinnis. He's been crushing Canadian Football League, CFL. He's going to have plays up for this weekend. So make sure you follow him. Those plays are just under the radar, and they've been cashing week after week. He's been having a fantastic season. I think he's over 60%. So shout out to Andrew. He'll be with us next week. Thanks, everyone, for joining us. Let's make it a profitable weekend, and we will see you next week on Prop It Up.
If you like $9 Mondays, you will love our rest of 2022 special currently running at both Wager Talk and Sports Memo. Bet right alongside the handicapper of your choice through the rest of the calendar year for less than $7 per day as we head down the stretch of 2022 with 14 weeks of NFL and college football, MLB through the World Series, over 11 weeks of NHL, over 10 weeks of NBA, and over 7 weeks of college basketball. Plus any soccer, golf, MMA, or other sports your go-to handicapper releases. Lock in the three biggest months of betting action for only $7 per day through Sunday, October 2nd, 2022.